الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. My dear listeners, respected brothers, sisters, elders, and of course our young ones, Alhamdulillah, ثم الحمد لله, with the father and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had discussed yesterday the importance of Laylatul Qadr, or certain aspects of Laylatul Qadr, how important it is for us to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these last 10 nights and seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of these last 10 nights. And tonight, even though it's not an odd night, it's an even night, but we find in the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi in their kitabs, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ أَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ وَأَيْقَضَ أَحْلَهُ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was his practice, it was his habit, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would dawn, when they would enter, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would spend the night awake, أَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ. He would spend the night awake, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would awaken his family members. So especially in the last 10 nights, he would awaken whoever was at home, his wives and the other people of the his family members, he would awaken them. وَجَدَّ, and he would exert himself. Now we know the entire life of Rasulullah, his ordinary habit, his practice was, he would make long, long sujood, long, long rakats. But as far as the last 10 nights are concerned, he would even go more than his normal habit. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, and he would tie his lungi, and most of the ulama explain this as he would not have any conjugal rights in the night also with his wives. Why? It was a time now to exert himself in ibadah. And therefore tonight, even though it's not an odd night, we will still follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And normally say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our yearning towards Allah, our longing towards Allah, and how we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so even though it not be an odd night, but Allah out of His infinite mercy will give us Laylatul Qadr in the odd night because of our sincerity and still turning to Him even in the even night. So regardless whether tonight could be Laylatul Qadr or not, whether it's an odd night or even night, our job is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to, as I mentioned, that these last 10 nights, especially those in i'tikaf, will have ample time for solitude. So you and I should now spend our time introspecting ourselves. And the entire month of Ramadan, you would find that because we are staying away and refraining from all those things which normally would be halal for us whilst we're not fasting, but when a person is fasting, then those things also become haram. And because we're exercising this type of restraint on our nafs, so what happens is our nafs becomes more tame. And when the nafs becomes more tame, now our heart begins to soften. When the heart begins to soften, then automatically a person now begins to introspect within himself. He begins to check his nafs. He makes what we call his muhasaba of his nafs. He takes an account, and now he weighs and he measures and he checks and he takes a stock of all the wrongs he has been doing. And he realizes
that see, shayateen are chained. So it's my nafs that is prompting me towards looking at haram. It is my nafs that is making me angry and upset so quickly. It is my nafs that is pulling me towards avarice and greed. I'm not content. So now he is making muhasabah of the nafs. And therefore Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, that take hisab of yourself now in the world. Take a stock of yourself before your reckoning will be taken on the day of Qiyamah, and your stock will be taken before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all your deeds will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before that happens, in this world make muhasabah of the nafs. And what is the purpose of muhasabah? What is the person in the shop, in the business, why does he have stock taking? So that he sees what goods have been sold, what is required, and he may purchase where there is a shortage of any items. So he is putting his things, his life in order. He's putting his shop, his business in order. In a similar way, we are putting our lives, our spiritual lives in order. And we have to check our faults. Our mashayikh say, apne uyub par nazar daalo. That check our own faults. It is a quite common habit amongst us that instead of checking our own faults, we begin to pry in other people's lives and we get some type of enjoyment by searching for their faults. And this is totally incorrect in Sharia. لا تجسسوا. So what do? Instead of looking at our own faults and making islah of our own nafs, we are more interested in making islah of somebody else. And even when we send messages on our phones, it seems as though we are free from that lesson that we are imparting to others, and we are free from that wrong, and others must change their lives. So we begin to think low of people. And now we begin to gossip and make ghibah and carry tales. What we are doing to ourselves, we are ruining ourselves. We are destroying ourselves. And all this is because we haven't looked at our own faults. Apne uyub par nazar daalo. Look at your own faults, search for your faults. So that you could make an islah, and you could repair, you could make amends, you could patch up the wrongs that you have done. Person goes to the hospital, he's very, very ill, and he goes to the doctor, doctor's surgery, and everybody is sitting there. And the other patients who are also sick, but this person is oblivious of the pain that the others are suffering. He's only interested that as soon as he gets a chance to get to see the doctor, and how I wish the doctor just calls me first, so I can even skip the line, because I'm in pain and I need to be attended to. So when a person goes to the hospital or to the surgery, he is worried about his own illness. In the same way, you and I should be more concerned about our own sicknesses, our own illnesses, our spiritual maladies. And so in these last 10 days, this is where I have mentioned yesterday, we have come to now to the climax of Ramadan. And we have to be sincere in this effort of searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Searching for Laylatul Qadr. Searching to having this desire that Allah must pardon me, Allah must forgive me. And we have to regard ourselves as genuinely a sick patient. If a person does not regard himself to be a sick patient, and all the time he's poking, finding faults in others, then he will never be cured. So instead of wasting our time in futile pursuits, it is imperative that we spend our time correctly. And as I mentioned right before Ramadan and during Ramadan also in our discourses, that every moment of Ramadan is precious. I even mentioned that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi had mentioned that each rung of the ladder of Ramadan, as we go up each rung, each step, we are climbing up, 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 up. We finished the first week, the second week, the third week, and now we have come right till the end. So as we are climbing this ladder, we are reaching the taqwa. And that is when the heart is pure, the heart is clean, it is polished now. So by the end of the month of Ramadan, we should have attained that taqwa. Provided we spent our time correctly. So we find in the month of Ramadan that this is the month to capitalize, to gain maximum blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the beginning, perhaps because we were so pepped up and we were geared, so we found ourselves very, very spiritually charged. But as time went by, then suddenly we begin to relax. And we think in the back of the mind, I got enough time, still got half a month. But before we even know it, already the last 10 days. And of the last 10 days, 1 day is already gone, or 2 days have already gone. And before we know, Ramadan will come to an end. So how many of us, Ramadan comes to an end, and then we begin to take stock of ourselves, and we realize, I could not finish my one khatam of the Quran even. Why? Simply because I wasted my precious time. I wasted my time. And the biggest bala, which all of us agree and confess, and that is the distractions of the social media, and especially the WhatsApp, even in the month of Ramadan. Yes, it is zaruri, it is necessary. Somebody has asked you some question, you need to reply, there's something else. But just to scroll down and just run through different messages and waste time in idle gossip, it will only destroy our time. And in fact, sometimes it may even lure us and draw us into sins, because then we begin to make ghibah. So in the end, we have achieved nothing. We have achieved nothing. So the lesson of Ramadan, the lesson tonight is again, that even though we are towards the right at the end of Ramadan, the tail end, and of course always the tail end is the best. So make every second of this last 10 days of Ramadan, value it. Spend it wisely, productively. Use our time correctly. Let us not become distracted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam on time. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I've mentioned so many times previously, that Allah does not need to take an oath on anything. But He has taken an oath on many things in the Quran. And one of the things He has taken an oath on is time, wal asri, by the token of time. And the reason for this, why has Allah taken qasam on certain things? To show the importance of that object. So Allah is showing us that time is something very, very precious. It's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that he discards futile activities. The beauty of a person's Islam, the beauty of a man's Islam is that he discards all futile activities. Now this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the great muhaddith, Imam Abu Dawud, Sulaiman bin Ash'ath al-Sijistani, rahmatullahi alayhi, an expert in the field of hadith. His compilation is taught in the Darul Ulooms and in the various madaris in the world. It is one of the Siha Sitta, the 6 authentic compilations of hadith. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was a great muhaddith. People praised him. And some muhaddithin, like Musa bin Harun rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was born in this world for the service of hadith. And in the hereafter for the entry into paradise. خُلِقَ أَبُو دَاوُدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِلْحَدِيثِ وَفِي الْآخِرَ لِلْجَنَّةِ. And somebody mentioned that أُلِينَ لِأَبِي دَاوُدْ الْحَدِيثِ كَمَا أُلِينَ لِدَاوُدْ الْحَدِيثِ. Like how steel was made soft for Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, from the Nabi of Allah. Like that hadith was made easy for Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi. The great sage Sahal bin Abdullah al-Tustari rahmatullahi alayhi, very senior wali of Allah, the saint of his time, was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was blessed with the company of Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. These are all a great ulama and awliya Allah, Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. So nonetheless, Sahal bin Abdullah al-Tustari rahmatullahi comes to Imam Abu Dawud on one occasion. He says, I've got a need. Li ilayka haja. I've come to you with a particular need and I want you to fulfill it. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi said, if I am able to fulfill it, I'll do it. So Sahal bin Abdullah At-Tustari rahmatullah says, أخرج إلي لسانك الذي تحدث به أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أقبله.
What a look at the need that he has. What is the request?
He said, stick out your blessed tongue with which you relate the ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم so I may kiss it. Because this tongue of yours is always engaged in imparting, reading the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Look how these scholars of the past, they spent their time. Nonetheless, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, he said, I collected 500,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 500,000. From the 500,000, he selected then 4,800 ahadith for his Sunan, Sunan Abi Dawud. The compilation, 4,800 ahadith. Alhamdulillah, this is taught in the madrasa. And then he says, from this entire collection, suffices any person. If any person wants to be religious and he wants to practice on deen, then these are 4 ahadith which he should take cognizance of and he should pay attention to. And from these 4 ahadith, he mentioned this hadith which I mentioned today, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that he discards futile activities. What is futile activity? A futile activity, ulama and scholars have mentioned, it refers to anything which has no dunyawi benefit, any worldly benefit, nor any benefit, ukhrawi benefit in the hereafter. So it's absolutely a waste of time. It is futile. There's no benefit for him in this world, nor is any benefit for him in the akhirah. And hence, if a person wants to become religious, he wants to become a true, genuine Muslim, then he has to abstain from every conversation, every activity in which there is no benefit in this world for him, nor in the akhirah. So if a person is occupied in an action which is of no use for him in this world, nor in the hereafter, then he is wasting the precious and valuable moments that Allah has bestowed him in his life. Imagine wasting those precious moments. Not 100 or 100 or 1,000. He is wasting countless of valuable moments. Ponder and reflect. Look at our ages. If we are 30 years old, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, then imagine and just ponder how many countless moments we wasted in our lives. If you look in the dunya, a businessman, an astute businessman, he is so preoccupied with attaining his objective, and he wants to reach a target. He wants to make some money, so he becomes so occupied that nothing distracts him. He won't even socialize with others because he's not prepared to suffer any loss, no matter what happens. Why? He's got his objective, his goal correct. He's got his focus all the time on his objective. So he will not even waste time. And you find in the busy months, like in the December period, the shop owners and the businessmen, and they will forgo the lunch break even. Why? Because, you see, no, we are very, very busy. We've got no time to waste. They will open early hours and they will close late. And all the time they are preoccupied in achieving the goal. Not a moment is wasted. Not a moment is wasted. But look at our pitiable condition. As I mentioned, countless valuable moments I just wasted in futile pursuits. Something that is absolutely fruitless. And we are unaware of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The time of their reckoning has drawn near. Qiyamah has come very close. But The people, they are slinking away heedlessly. They are fi ghafla. They are unmindful. They are in negligence. Mu'ridun. They have turned away. Turned away from focusing on towards the akhirat. Focusing towards the hisab kitab. So respected friends and elders, what is imperative for us is that we should not waste our precious moments, especially in the month of Ramadan, and even after the month of Ramadan, we should not waste our time in frivolous pursuits. And of course, in these last 10 nights, don't waste your time in storytelling, political discussions, newspaper, reading the newspapers, and useless conversations and arguments and bickering and this and that. Focus on your Quran recitation. Focus on your dhikr and tasbih. As I mentioned yesterday, it's a time for tawbah, istighfar and dua, dua, dua. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How sad the state of the Muslim ummah. And we are speaking in general. Then how often a person will discard his salah because a very important match is on, or because he is playing golf on that particular day, or because they've got a soccer tournament on. So he misses his salah completely. Or even if he goes to the masjid to perform his salah, his mind is not on that salah, his thoughts are on the preparation for the match, or the preparation for the bride, the preparation for some other competition. And if it is Jumu'ah Salah, then it is like a big burden for him, because he's waiting to run out of the masjid as quick as possible, and he will not even listen to the khutbah attentively. Perhaps he may not even be present at the time of khutbah. He just manages to come in the last rakat, or just before the imam can even make salam. My respected elders, if we ponder, and we look at our condition today, it is easy to point fingers at everybody else, but let us point the finger at ourselves. What wrong have I done that now the masjid has been shut, the masjid has been closed? Think of what we have been doing. How often we have come to the masjid, or we come to the masjid last minute, barely making it for Salatul Jama'ah. We have not even read our sunnah. We have not made our wudu properly. We come sometimes, we are gossiping in the wuzu khana, in the sahan area, asking about and talking about futile things about the world. There is no concentration in our salah. Have we made an effort to bring our baligh males, some our family, to the masjid? Has not the masjid been crying all the time at the number of people, musalli at fajr salah? Barely 3-4 safs. When we have such large masajid, now we are seeing what wrongs we have done. As leaders, have we made an effort to make our masjid full? Or have we been complacent ourselves and just have our few members and our few people in front of us, and we have been content with that? We all need to make a serious introspection. The imam has to make a concerted effort now. The people have to make an effort. All of us. Spend more time in the masjid. Make fikr that the masjid must be abad at all times, not only for Salatul Jumu'ah. Every 5 times Salat. How often have we read Nafil Salah? Alhamdulillah, there are many brothers who come very early. And they are pabandu the Azkar, Tilawat of the Quran, indeed in Dua. But the vast majority? We have huge, beautiful masajid. In ordinary time before the lockdown, what was the condition of our masjids? Have we forgotten about that? Let us make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will make sure, Ya Allah, I will read all my salat with jama'at in the masjid to the best of my ability. Of course, a person has got a shari'i excuse, and that's understood. But I will not be lazy. I will not discard my salat. I won't make my salat qada. I will give preference to my salat over every other activity that I have. My salah comes first, and I will not go alone to the masjid. I will make an effort on others. Last year, I remember we cried towards the end of Ramadan, and I begged every person, myself also, that let us try and make an effort at least just one more person. If we are 500 people, and each person makes an effort on just one more, we will have 1,000 musallis. If we are 100 musallis, we made an effort on 1%, 200 musallis. At least we'll be getting more musallis to the masjid. We have young baligh sons, nephews. We don't even have the courage and himmat to bring them to, and tell them and instruct them to come to salah. May Allah forgive us. It is our weaknesses. May Allah cover our faults. May Allah give us that himmat now, not to waste our time in frivolous pursuits. We have seen what is happening in the entire globe. May Allah Ta'ala help us to spend our time in useful activities. You know, just 1 second you say, Subhanallah, then a tree has been planted for you in Jannah. Subhanallah. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, the person who says one Subhanallah, the scale of deeds becomes full. One Subhanallah. You say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, it actually fills the vacuum, the area between the earth and the skies. Just not even a second. Or 1 second you say Subhanallah. Imagine how many Subhanallahs you can say. And how much more your scales will become so much more heavy. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you talk about Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret and lament, Rasulullah SAW mentioned the hadith, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا. The people of paradise, people of Jannah, will have no regret except those moments which were not spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we imagine? The Jannati is lamenting the moments he wasted, the seconds he wasted in this world in which he did not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore if you look at the books and read about the biographies of the ulama, the past, the salafi saliheen, there's a whole kitab, Qimatu Zaman inda al-ulama, by Shaykh Abdul Fattah Bughudda rahimahullah ta'ala, in which you find that the muhaddithin, the mufassireen, musannifeen, they valued time, they valued time, and they would not waste a single moment. So even whilst the person is eating, he will curtail the time for his meal so that he does not waste time. And whilst doing something, he will engage in something, another ibadah, so that the time is not wasted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the best of person, man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu, that person who's got a long life, in which he is doing good actions. You've got time to do good actions. Your purpose of your long life is so that you may have done good actions throughout your life. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُورٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two bounties. People become deceived, unmindful regarding them. What is it? الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Good health and free time. So because the person does not realize that this time should be spent productively, he wastes his time, and therefore Rasulullah mentioned that he is deceived by this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to spend our time correctly the last few nights of Ramadan and even after the month of Ramadan. This is something that we all have to bear in mind, that let us not waste our time, because time is like a sword. This is the Sufis, they used to say, Imam Shafi Ramadan says, that this statement of the Sufis really impressed me. He said, Al-Waqtu Sayfun, time is a sword. فَإِن لَمْ تَقْطَعْهُ قَطَعَكْ. If you don't spend your time correctly, you should cut time by doing good deeds, otherwise time will cut you. Life is like a baraf. It is a block of ice. Rafta, rafta. Chupke, chupke. Rafta, rafta. Dam, badam. It is melting away, silently, gradually, moment by moment. As Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah used to say, Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyamun, fa kullama dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. O man, you are merely made up of number of days. Each time a day passes, a portion of you gets less. Portion of you gets less. And therefore, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to lament, and he would say, when the sun would set for the day, he would say, oh, that the day has already passed. My lifespan is going shorter. But my deeds, my good deeds has not increased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, enable us to understand the value of time, the value of these last few days that we have, insha'Allah, and so that we may make that real inabat and ruju towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we may gain from the full blessings of these Mubarak nights. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Oh my most beautiful Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us countless of favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to make true shukr of all your favors. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِ that banda, that the servants have not truly appreciated you. Oh, my Allah, you are azim, you are kabir, you are akbar, my Allah. Ya Allah, kibriya only belongs to you. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Loftiness, supremacy, sovereignty only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah only belongs to you, my Allah. All praise is only for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, all shukr is for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, greatness only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are insignificant, my Allah. You are most lofty, my Allah. You are the owner, Ya Allah, you are the possessor of your arsh, my Allah, your kursi, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, my Allah. You created the seven firmaments, the seven skies so beautifully, my Allah. There are no cracks in it, there are no fissures, my Allah. Ya Allah, how powerful you build them, my Allah. Ya Allah, and the earth, my Allah, so solid, my Allah. And you place those solid mountains in the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sun rises only with your permission. It sets only with your permission. The moon comes out at night, my Allah, and the stars also, my Allah. Ya Allah, such beautiful things you have created for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the benefit of mankind, my Allah. But my Allah, we have not made true shukr, my Allah. We have turned away. Ya Allah, your words are so true. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ Our hisab kitab, the day of reckoning, qiyamah is drawing closer and closer. And still, we are living a life of ghaflat. We have turned away from you. Ya Allah, change the qibla of our hearts, my Allah. Change our qibla towards you, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, Ya Allah. You have given us this beautiful month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, it is out of your kindness. Ya Allah, if you wish, you could have not given us this Ramadan. Ya Allah, out of your mercy, your kindness, your fazl, your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we are making abundant shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, now do not deprive us of the blessings of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the true barakat, my Allah. The full blessings, my Allah. The full reward, my Allah. Even though our rozas that we have kept, my Allah, there are so many deficiencies in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadat is not even befitting to be presented to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are ash-shakur, my Allah. We have read in the kitabs, we have heard from the ulama and the scholars that ash-shakur is that quality of yours, my Allah. Despite our feeble efforts, despite our feeble and weak efforts, you still appreciate it, my Allah. Oh, Malik. Ya Allah, you are so loving, so kind, my Allah. Where can we get an Allah like you? There is no other deity worthy of worship but you, my Allah. Allah, there is no other ilah. La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa Allah. Ya Allah, there is no that, no being worthy of worship. Ya Allah, besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night we have raised our hands again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you for forgiveness, my Allah. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna. Anta al-muqaddimu, anta al-muakhiru, la ilaha illa anta. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك الغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع. يا الله if you turn us away my Allah. يا الله in these Mubarak nights my Allah when we have great hopes of being forgiven my Allah. If these nights you don't forgive us my Allah, then what hope can we have my Allah? It is impossible my Allah. Ya Allah in this dunya we have seen that a dog will go to one butcher. If it is chased away from the one butcher, my Allah, it goes to another butcher, and then to another, and then to another, and finally one bone is chucked towards it, my Allah. Ya Allah, it becomes happy, my Allah. But it finally gets that one bone to eat, my Allah. A Malik, a Kareem, Allah. Ya Allah, you are so generous, so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when a servant comes and he begs from you, my Allah, he raises his hand. Ya Allah, you have haya in you. Ya Allah, you have modesty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you never ever send his hands back empty, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our baskets, Ya Allah. Fill our begging bowls, my Allah. Fill our hands, Ya Allah, tonight with your special mercies, my Allah. Your special karam and fazal, my Allah. Your special maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Don't make us mahroom of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, one year ones and dear ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us die with iman. When we leave this world, my Allah, when the ruh is being extracted, my Allah, let it be in a condition that, Ya Allah, you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Before we pass on, my Allah, before we pass away, my Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing one such good deed, my Allah, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah, that you accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, and then you take our life away, my Allah, and you must be pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our soul must have reached the state of mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Wadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our desire that we pass away in the Mubarak city of Madinah Munawwara, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we are buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, because we have read in the Kitab, my Allah, that at least on the day of Qiyamah, these people of Baqi will rise in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will be honored with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Allah, it is the only hopes we can have, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Hodi Kuthur water among his Mubarak hands. Make us go running to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our Nabi Sallam be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our a'mal will be weighed, let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no bad deeds. Transform our bad deeds to good deeds. Help us to cross Pool Sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't even take us near Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, from every big and small fitna, trial and tribulation, especially, my Allah, the fitna of Dajjal. Don't make us get caught, Ya Allah, by the deception and the ploys of Dajjal. Protect us, our children, our grandchildren, their children, their grandchildren. Ya Allah, our entire nasl and progeny, my Allah. Make us be strong, Ya Allah, in our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our deen flourish, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam spread to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, where the ummati is suffering, Ya Allah, remove his suffering, remove her suffering, my Allah. Masoom little children, my Allah. Yateem ban gaye, Ya Allah. In Syria, especially, my Allah. In Rohingya, my Allah. In Burma, my Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, in so many other parts of the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, in African countries, ya Allah, where there is drought and famine, may Allah. Ya Allah, they're living in such pitiable conditions, may Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them. Ya Allah, wherever there is no peace, they have got no food, you give them food. Where they've got no shelter, you give them shelter, may Allah. They've got no water even, may Allah. Ya Allah, when our children have so much, may Allah. Already they have already purchased the Eid outfits, may Allah. Hey, Malik and Kareem, those children hardly got any rags to cover their bodies, may Allah. Ya Allah, their bodies have become so thin, may Allah. Ya Allah, they have to actually suck water from the ground, may Allah. Ya Allah, water which has been stagnant, may Allah. Filthy water, may Allah, just to survive, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat. Ya Allah, we just opened the tap and the water is running, may Allah. But never it has bothered us that how much israf we are making. We never made shukr to you when we took a sip of cold water, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to turn and become pious now. Ya Allah, make us live a righteous life, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the taraweeh that has been taking place so far, ya Allah, and still taking place, ya Allah, the khatam of the Quran, ya Allah, in different masajid that will take place, may Allah, in different homes, ya Allah, in different places, wherever it is taking place in the world, may Allah, accept it, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the hufazi kiram, give them istiqamat, ya Allah. Give them taqwa, may Allah. Ya Allah, ulama, whatever efforts they are making, ya Allah. Ya Allah, any good person, ya Allah, whatever, since work he's doing, ya Allah, grant him ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Be pleased with us, may Allah. Don't become naraz with us, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all our difficulties. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله the next program will start at 10 o'clock إن شاء الله, and we have a short program again, ذكر and دعاء إن شاء الله.